Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Mozambique took a welcome and public stand against wildlife trafficking this month by destroying 2.4 tons of elephant ivory and 86 pieces of rhino horn, weighing more than 420 pounds. U.S. Embassy staff were among those present at the event and issued a statement applauding the bold action by the government of Mozambique in the destruction of confiscated stockpiles. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service also issued a statement on July 10th, adding, "We are hopeful that this signifies a renewed commitment to combat poaching and wildlife trafficking." Mozambique represents the 10th country to engage in destruction of confiscated illegal ivory since the service held its first ivory crush in November 2013. Rampant poaching is taking its toll within Mozambique and on neighboring countries. Mozambique has lost 48% of its elephants in just the past 5 years. Recent surveys revealed that there are only 10,300 elephants left in the country. To the west of Mozambique, rhino poaching in South Africa skyrocketed from 7 rhinos poached in 2000 to 1,215 rhinos poached in 2014. Poaching also affects the rangers who put their lives on the line to defend these magnificent animals. Mozambique has experienced a number of significant thefts of seized ivory and rhino horn, and the United States recognizes the merit of destroying this stockpile, not only to signal how seriously Mozambique is taking this issue, but also to prevent any potential reentry of these confiscated items into illegal trade. The government of Mozambique's decision to publicly destroy their confiscated ivory and rhino horn sends a clear message that poaching and wildlife trafficking will no longer be tolerated. The United States is committed to working with its partner, Mozambique, to stop a trade which threatens rhinos and elephants with extinction.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.